Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and right alongside is Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so we've been talking about fresh greenery all week.
Yes.
We've cut it.
Mm-hmm.
We've designed with it.
Yes.
Now we're going to add a twist to it,
that's
literally.
Right. I like that. Yeah.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good deal. You know, when we make a wreath, we can either buy a wreath form.
You can.
Or we can use something a little more natural. And today, you're going to talk about a natural wreath form.
Yes.
It's pretty easily and readily available, and you're talking about grapevine.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of ways that you can obtain grapevine. Some people have made their own grapevine wreaths at home if they have like a grapevine and they've, you know, just kind of taken it and molded it into that wreath form. Or you can also buy it. They're pretty inexpensive. I know I've had several where I've used it throughout the seasons. So whatever you want to do is perfectly fine. But, Chris, you were talking about that farmhouse look. This kind of brings the wood in with the evergreen. So it's a nice touch to the green and the brown contrast. But one of the ways that you can use that is to attach your greenery to it. And then you can actually hang it where people can enjoy it. So it's something a little bit different, kind of whimsical looking. And like I said, especially if you've got a farmhouse, it gives it a nice touch. So what you're going to do is, after you've already cut the greenery, you've kind of let it soak overnight, you're going to go ahead and form your bundles. And so with my bundles, the way I created them is that I used different pieces of the greenery and kind of layered them in that way that you can see each of the bundles. You'll also need floral wire, so make sure that you purchase that if you're purchasing your grapevine wreath at the floral store as well. But the way I did this, Chris, was I put my pine on the bottom, and then I layered on the cedar, and then I went to the holly, and then I had a little bit of some arborvitae, and then basically, I did all that kind of layered in. So you're going to have, like I said, on the bottom, you'll have kind of that whimsical look from the pine. And I actually use Virginia pine. So whatever pine that you have, it'll be really, really pretty. So you cut these all in about 5 to 8 inch stems. So whenever you're creating your bundle, go ahead and get those ready and then layer them in like a stadium effect. And so that way that you can see each individual branch, and that way it gives it some nice texture component as well. So whenever you get that situated the way you want, just go ahead and tie that bundle off with some floral wire. Basically, you just go around and around and around until it's secure, and that's one bundle. So, Chris, basically what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and create another bundle the same way that you did it. You know, take the pine, then the actual cedar on top of it, layered in with the arborvitae and holly, and then secure that next bundle. Now, I generally like to do this about 5 to 7 different times because generally those odd numbers are going to look better as far as the eye goes. And, you know, sometimes you might even get into the nines if you want to do a full, complete wreath. But mine actually just shows one side of it that doesn't have any greenery to it whatsoever. So we're kind of putting all the greenery to the right hand side of the wreath. And then basically after your bundles are all created, you're just simply going to attach all the greenery bundles to the actual grapevine wreath itself. Sometimes I'll, you know, if I don't like the way something looks, I'll go back and correct it or I'll move it to a different spot. But generally, you know, like you'll have one that's a little bit longer for the edges. And then you'll have 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then basically what you're going to do is take additional floral wire and go ahead and secure it to the wreath form itself. Now, this is an interesting process. It's something that you can do if you're looking to have a little bit of fun with some of your friends or even family members. You can get them involved in the process. And who knows, they might really enjoy it too. But the last thing to do is to tie on a really pretty decorative bow. Could be any color. You can use the traditional red and green, or you can use something like deco mesh that I really like because it takes the sunlight pretty good and it doesn't fade. But if anybody has any questions on how to create a DIY fresh greenery wreath using a grapevine wreath, contact the Warren County Extension Office and we'll be happy to get you the advice and tips that you need.
Okay, so we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to wrap up talking about fresh greenery. And you've got some other creations that we can make, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Well, folks, we invite you back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our friends over at Hobney Dye and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.